Quite possibly. I was surprised he was on the board as well.
Ben, is he definitely a tight end? Do you guys use him at fullback?
Yeah, he's a tight end. We have a couple different types of tight ends and tight end positions. You know, whether it's an inline guy or a displaced guy or a guy from the backfield, we have different types of roles where you get use guys in. When they initially come in, we ask them to do everything and see where we can help them improve. And I think he has a chance to do everything for us.
Is he an inline blocker?
He's functional there.
Ben, I know what matters most is whether the kid can play or not. But I assume you're fairly familiar with his backstory. I guess I'm just wondering kind of what you thought of it and what you think of him as a kid from whatever exposure you've had to him.
Yeah, you know, we sat down in Indy and had a chance to talk a little bit. He's a great guy. I think he's going to fit in well. He'll be great in the locker room. He's obviously a strong individual character-wise. I think we'll leave, you know, I'm going to leave him speak on what he's had to go through and what he's had to overcome in the past, but we're excited to have him.
What makes you most excited about this guy coming in?
You know, when you turn the tape on, he was one of the better players on the field, no matter what game you were watching, who they were playing. The guy's a good football player. You know, he may not have the best, you know, he may not have the best measurables. He may not be the tallest guy, may not be the longest guy, may not be the fastest guy. But when you turn on the tape, he's one of the best players on the film. He is an extremely effective player in the pass game. He probably has the best hands of any of the tight ends in the draft. They're natural hands. He has big hands. He's a confident hands catcher. He's been coming out of a pro-style offense and has been coached very well. And he's a smart kid. So those things add up to usually, you know, having a chance in this league.
Ben, you almost have an embarrassment of riches at this position now, don't you? I mean, Ted's given you three picks in the last 4 years, and you know, you got your Crabtree. You know, so Finley's a 3, 2, 5 now. I mean, you got a lot to work with, right?
You know, the more good football players you can add to the room, the better you're going to be. You saw last year, obviously, with the way the injuries happened in this game, that you can never have enough good players.
Anything else for Coach?
Yeah, Ben, when you talk to a guy about his background, was this where he brought it up and wanted to talk about it, or did you kind of draw it out of it? And do you guys judge guys based on how they react to questions like that?
They're usually pretty coached up now, and most of the time they bring things up in their past that have happened before you can even get to them. They like to kind of get that out of the way and be open with it. So they're pretty forward with everything. He was very forward with it.
They use it in motion a lot?
Yes, they use them all over the field. Outside the numbers a little bit, he got a chance to do some things from the backfield, some things not from inline, but send them in motion and do some things on the move at the point of attack. Where obviously, you know, he had a quick first step. He was good off the move. We have some things we can help him with. We can clean up a little bit, and he'll improve there.
Is that a pretty intriguing thing? I know you like to use like quarrels a lot, basically in the backfield a lot. Is that kind of intriguing deal with one? Is that he did that stuff?
Yeah, that's one of the roles we ask of our guys. You know, we tell them no phase is more important than the other, and no role is important than the other. We kind of take the mindset where when you run a play, we're going to run the best play available. And when we move in motion, we like to, you know, talk about not only are we going to run the best play available, but we're going to be in the best position available to get our job done. So we give them a little freedom there. You try to teach them as much as you can about the game and give them some freedom to line up where they need to line up to get their job done. And sometimes that's in the backfield and sometimes it's not.
Now, how have you seen Mike's offense evolve in terms of how it uses the tight end with the kind of talent you guys have added there?
You know, a lot of teams, you know, they're generally maybe an inline tight end and a displaced receiver. Some teams will have an inline tight end and a backfield type tight end. I think, you know, we kind of evolved where we use them in every slot and every position. And when they come in, our first meeting, we always talk about it's the best position to play and it's the best position to coach in the league, especially in this offense, because you have to know, you have to be able to play a slot receiver, a wide receiver, a fullback, inline tight end, tackle a little bit if you go unbalanced, but you have to be able to adjust and improvise and do everything that's asked of a lot of positions. So we got to move fast. I have to talk fast, and they have to listen fast, but it's fun.
You talk a little bit about his hands. Is he a hands catcher?
He is a confident, natural hands catcher. He has very good hands. And he has a good radius, too. He's got a loose upper body, so he can reach back and pluck it off the back shoulder and shouldn't have any problems there.
A lot of your tight ends have swung into some special teams work, though, too. I know it's not really your area, but does he have the capability of doing that?
He has the ability. Experience, he's played a lot of tight end there, so I'm not sure he has a lot of experience doing it. But he has the ability.
How's his strength level?
His strength level, adequate. He can get stronger. I need to get a look at him. We need to get him probably with our strength people and get a look at his body composition and, you know, do those types of things. Get him, you know, see what type of diet he has. But I don't know right now that I'm willing to commit to that.
What's it like as a position coach when you, like today, you get a guy that you're obviously excited about, and now you don't know when you're going to get your hands on? I mean, what's the mentality for all you guys up there when you're thinking about kind of the uncertainty of the situation?
Well, I'm probably a little more fortunate than maybe some other guys. He's played a lot, he's been coached well, and he's smart. So he'll obviously have a chance to catch up pretty quick. Just can't wait to get him in here and get him going.
Did you have any indication you'd come out of this draft with a tight end?
You never know. You never know. It just depends on how the board comes out, you know. The board's kind of a living, breathing animal, you know. It has its own heartbeat.
Anything else for Philly?
Have you heard much through the grapevine how Finley's doing, Matt?
If I heard through the grapevine on how, I'd probably look at his Twitter as much as you do. But, no, I think he's doing fine.
Thank you.